Blog Talk Radio.
And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant.
Listen to what he says. And I will purge out the rebels. All those who don't want to serve me, I'm going to purge you out. And them that transgress against me. And listen to what the Creator say about those. He's talking about the wicked, those who don't want to serve him. He said, I will bring them forth out of the country. He said, I'm going to do exactly what I told you I'm going to do, Israel. I'm going to bring you out. Even ones that are not serving me, I'm going to bring you out. But listen to what he said about those that he brings out that's not serving him. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn. And they shall not, listen to what he says, they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yah. He said, I'm going to bring you out, but you ain't going with the rest of them. You're not going back home because you don't want to listen to what I have to say. You want to be hard-headed. So what does he tell them? He said, as for you, house of Israel, thus says Yah Elohim, go ye. Just go ahead on. Just go. Serve you, everyone, your idol. You can serve whoever you want to say. You want to serve Jason? Go ahead on. And hereafter, you can serve him as long as you want, but you would not be coming back with everybody else. If you would not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more. Go do whatever you want to do, Israel, if you don't want to serve this place. He said, pollute ye my holy name no more for your gifts and with your life. But these are the ones that's going to go back. For in my holy mountain, and in the mountain of the height of Israel, says Yah, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land serve me. Those who are going back to the land, they got to serve me. All that other foolishness is not going to happen. He said, all of them in the land shall serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offering and the first fruit of your oblation with all your holy things. I will accept you with your sweet savior when I bring you out from the people. That's what I'm going to accept when I bring you out from the people. That's when I'm going to make my judgment. And I'm going to gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered. Just like he said he was going to do. And I will be a I will be sanctified in you before the heathen. And you shall know that I am Yah when I shall bring you into the land of Israel. Who is he bringing into the land of Israel? The righteous. Into the country for the which I lifted up my hand to give it to your father. And there shall you remember your way and all your doings wherein you have been defiled. And ye shall loathe yourself. You're going to hate yourself in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed. It's going to come to your mind and you're going to think about all of the wickedness that you've done when you was in this land. And ye shall know that I am Yah when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, says Yah. The Creator is letting us know he's going to bring us out from the heathen. He's going to separate us, and then there he's going to judge us for what we have been doing here. And once he judges us for what we've been doing here, those who are still committing wicked acts, they're not going to make it. But those who are righteous, they're going to go back into the land. In fact, look at how the Creator says it's going to happen in Zechariah, the 13th chapter. In the 8th verse, he said, and this shall come to pass, that in all the land, says Yah, two parts thereof shall be cut off and die. But the third shall be left there, therein. The third is going to be left there, the rest of them are going to be destroyed. And I will bring the third part through the fire. And we'll refine them as silver is refined. And we'll try them as gold is tried. And they shall call on my name. And I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yah, it is Elohim. The ones who are willing to call on Yah and say that Yah is our Elohim, that's the one that's going to make it. Now, why did the Most High allow this man to do us like this? Why did he allow this punishment upon us? And then why did this man feel so comfortable that he feels like he can treat us any kind of way? Well, I'll tell you why. Look at Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. In the 4th verse, he said, in those days, and in that time, says Yah, the children of Israel shall come. They and we said, and they shall go and seek Yah their Elohim. They shall ask the way to Zion with their faces thereward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. Mm-hmm. You say, my people have been lost. Sheep, their shepherd has caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountain. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. And listen at what verse 7 says. All that found them have what? Devoured them. Why? This is why. And their adversary said, we offend not. Because they have sinned against Yah. That's why. The enemies understood as long as you don't have the Creator, they got you. The habitation of justice, even God, the hope of their Father. We have turned our back on Him. So when people misuse us and abuse us, they feel comfortable. They think it's all right. But there's a day coming where they are going to have to acknowledge that we are the chosen of the Most High. Look at Isaiah, the 61st chapter, in the 9th verse. It says, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles. If you want to know who the Gentiles are, they are the Europeans, the white nation that we are living under today. It says, their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and they are offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which God has blessed. That day is coming, and that day will come when all of us realize that we are children of a Most High Creator. And when that day comes, guess what's going to happen? We're going to rule over them. Look at Isaiah, the 14th chapter. And we're going to start at the first verse. For Yah will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their what? Own land. And the strangers shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and do what? Bring them. They're going to bring us. If we are somewhere else, how are they going to bring us? They're going to bring them to their place, and the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yah, of servants and handmaidens, and they shall take them captive, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. We're going to rule over them just like they ruled over us. This is just our nation. They're going to take us home. In fact, they're going to bring us home for an offer to the Most High. Look at Isaiah, the 66th chapter. And we're going to go to the 18th verse. He says, for I know their work and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations. Isaiah 66, verse 18. It says, for I know their work and their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues. And they shall come and see my hope. And I will set a sign among them, and I will send those that escape of them unto the nation. To Tarshish, to Put, to Pur, to Lud, that draw the bow, to Tubal and Javan, to the isles of all, that have not heard of my faith, neither have seen my glory. And they shall declare my glory among the Gentiles. The Creator said, I'm going to send them to this nation, these nations. And they're going to show my glory among the Gentiles. And they shall bring all of your brethren. Listen to what they say, what they said. They shall bring all your brethren for an offering unto Yah out of what? All nations. So wherever we are, they're going to bring us back up on horses and in chariots and in litter and up on mules and up on swift beasts to my holy mountain Jerusalem, says Yah, as the children of Israel bring an offering and a clean vessel into the house of Yah. And I will also take up here for priests and for Levites, says Yah. We are going to be the priests and the Levites of the Most High. Believe it or not, we are the one the world is waiting on. Look at our 60th chapter and the 8th verse. And look at how they're going to bring us back. And I love that the Creator didn't miss nothing. He gave it all to us. He said, who are those, who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their wings? You have to understand Isaiah had never seen an airplane before. But he knew that a dove could fly. and how many doves that you know have wings. So he's telling us we're going to fly back home. And then he says, surely the owl shall wait for me in the ships of Tarshish. Verse. To bring thy sons from far. They are silver and they are gold with them. Unto the name of Yahweh Elohim. And to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified thee. And the sons of strangers shall fill up thy walls. And their kings shall minister unto thee. For have I had mercy on thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continuously. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the what? Forces of the Gentiles. The riches of the Gentiles, we're going to have it. And that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee. Any nation that don't want to serve you shall perish. Any nation that don't want to serve you, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. That's how important you are. That's how the Creator is going to make this man treat you. The same one that treated you like a dog is going to treat you like you, the Most High. The same man, Zephaniah, the third chapter. In the 8th verse. It says, therefore, is everybody there? Zephaniah, the third chapter, the 8th verse. Listen at what the Most High says. He says, therefore, wait ye upon me, says Yah. Pray to say, wait on me. Until the day that I rise up to the fray. For my determination is to gather the nation, that I may assemble the kingdom, to pour out upon them indignation, even all my fierce anger, for all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Creator say, just wait on him. He's going to destroy everybody that took us from our land and put us in this condition. He says, for then will I turn to the people. Then he's going to turn to you. A pure language. That they may all call upon the name of God. To serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, Mount of Plant. All of those who are in Africa. Even the daughters of my dispersed, all of those who are in captivity, shall bring mine offering. In that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doing, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. But then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be halted because of my holy mouth. The Creator said he's going to take all of that foolishness that we got in us, that pride, he's going to take it out.
Good.
He said, I will also leave in the midst of thee and afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of God. Yeah. In other words, he's going to leave a humble people, somebody who's willing to obey him and humble themselves to the Most High. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies. And we know that they have not come yet. Neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. for they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. Be happy about that day. The Creator has taken away thy judgment. He has judged you and has taken it away. He has cast out thine enemy. The King of Israel, even Yah, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thine hand be slack. The Creator thou mean in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly. Who are these to whom the reproach of it was a burden? Listen, he said, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. The Creator say the same thing. I don't care where you go. We're going to get our glory. He said, at that time, when I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth. When I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says Yah. Creator say he's going to bring us up out of this land. He's going to put us back in our own land. But we got to have a judgment first. We're going to be judged. Now, when the Creator get ready to bring us back, I have a question. Who's going to be first? Who's going to be first? Well, let's let the Creator tell you. Let's go to Zechariah, the 12th chapter. Let's start at the 7th verse. He says, and Yah also shall save the tenth of Yehuda first. So when you so-called black man and woman, so-called African-American, Negro colored person, who's really the true house of Israel, who's of the tribe of Yehuda, you going back first. But you're not going back singing and shouting. You got a job to do. In other words, you got a battle on your hands. He says that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah. He said, in that day shall the Creator defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angels of Yah before him. The weakest of us is going to be like David. And you know that David was a mighty one. And it says, it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come up against Jerusalem. All of the ones who want to fight against us is going to be destroyed. So So we need to get ready. Because we're going to fight against the nation. Look at Zechariah, the 14th chapter. And the second verse. Listen to what the Creator said. He said, "For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to the battle. And the city shall be taken, and the house rocked, and the women ravaged, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Creator go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle." See, we got a power on our side that we don't understand yet. We have to learn how to get inside of that power.
Hallelujah.
If we learn how to get inside of that power, we can make it. And when Israel is set up, when that great nation is set up, the house of Judah, when we done went back, we done fought that great battle. Look at what the Creator tells us he's going to do in Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In the 11th verse, we done fought the battle. We done won the war. And now it's time for the rest of the house of Israel to come home. Because only Judah is in the land now. He said, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the Creator shall set his hand again." What? The second time. See, the first time it was Judah. The second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Petra, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. All of our brothers and sisters in Africa and Asia. And he shall set up in the islands. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. See, the house of Judah is the one that was dispersed throughout all the world. It wasn't the all of Israel. It was the house of Judah. And this is what we have to understand. It's us. He said, "The envy of Ephraim shall depart, and the adversaries of Judah shall be cut off. Ephraim shall not envy Judah, and Judah shall not vex Ephraim. But they shall fly up on the shoulders of the Philistine toward the west, and they shall spoil them of the east together. And they shall lay their hands upon Edom and Moab, and the children of Ammon shall obey them. And the Creator shall utterly destroy the tongue of the Egyptian sea. And with his mighty wind shall he shake his hand over the river, and shall smite it in the seven streams, and make men go up on dry shore." Some of our brothers and sisters are going to walk back on dry ground. And there shall be a highway for the remnant of his people to be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. The Creator is going to be a blessing to us if we allow him to be. Look at Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. Look at what the Creator is going to do for us. Ezekiel 36 and verse 22. It says, "Therefore," everybody there? It says, "Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus says Yah. I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the heathen, whether you went. The Creator says, look, I don't do this for you, but I do it for my name's sake. He says, and I will sanctify my great name. See, we think we're doing something so wonderful because we meet maybe once a week or once every month. We think we're doing something so wonderful. But the Creator is having mercy upon us because of his name, which was profaned among the people, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yah, says Yah Elohim. They're going to know. When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. The Creator says he's going to be sanctified in you before the heathen. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries. And I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Creator say he's going to get all that stuff you got in you and get it out. And I'm going to leave you with that. But I want to just say one other thing. You know, I'm going to close with this. We have amongst us great leaders, and we have amongst us great men and great women. If we was to decide to put all of our faith and all of our trust in the Most High, everything that he said would come to pass. But we have to learn how to trust what the Most High tells us. Yes. In truth and in faith. And with that, I leave you. Thank you. May the Creator bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Stated something in the book of Isaiah.
Choose his ways. You don't stay upon those that smolder.
And we learn, we don't know what to learn from other people. And of course, this has been our lesson.
Right.
We are real bad, and we have allowed ourselves to love and to stay upon those that are killing us every day. And the Almighty said that the remnant can't do this because there's going to come a time the Almighty is going to separate the remnant from everybody else. In separating the remnant, this is how the Creator has elected and chosen to separate them. As yourself was saying in the book of Ezekiel, 20th chapter. Thank you.